I can only hope that, well, if Aunt Tappy here... Anyways, never mind. Oh, my God. We gotta go. Folks, listen. Oh, you know what? Valentine's Day. Hey, listen, maybe you're like me, and you ain't hooked up with nobody, and there's no, like, you know, and you're perfectly fine, and you go about your business, and you're not lonely. No. You might be alone, but you're not alone. Anyways, all I'm saying is, on Valentine's Day, treat yourself. Get a rose when you go home. Grab a rose on Valentine's Day. Go home and have a meal that's a little, you know, more... substantive than your usual peanut butter crackers, and put a candle on the table, light it, and put your little rose there, and you know what? It'd be kinder. It's nice. Valentine's, you can express love in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. Send a card to your sweet mammo. Send a card to Big Fatty for Valentine's. Anyways, you know what? Expressing love is a lovely thing. And just because you do not have a partner in love, you can still express love. Send a card to a friend. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh my God. Grab Big Fatty on Valentine's Day. We gotta go.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4182, I say chew, of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of February, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to catch up on some voice letters. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Ooh, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and a lovely good morning to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Dear Gussie, y'all, much like So-So Question Month, VD has arrived. Yes, Big Fatty, penicillin for all. No, Valentine's Day. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that was Brandon. He was from the Leather Weather Weekend. And then that was Captain D from Tennessee and his husband, Alan in the Ock. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it, nothing says love more than the dulcet tones of Dolores and Cricket.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and y'all, instead of playing the good morning music today, since it is the day of love, yes, Big Fatty, I'm playing the Love American Style. Now, the beginning here, you've heard, y'all, the original version of it, y'all, that was by the Cow Sills. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, it became famous with the introduction of the TV machine show, The Love American Style, and that's the version you're hearing now. So, y'all, just like Toppy says, you can be alone, but you don't have to be lonely. And y'all, if you're alone, Big Fatty will be your VD, Big Fatty Vulcan.
Love American Style, that's me.
as it was, y'all don't play that one very often. Y'all, that was, of course, that Alex Affair, giving us a third dose of love, American style. Yes, Big Betty. Everybody will be having that earworm today. They'll be walking around humming it. Humming it. y'all, it is Big Betty. What's that on your forehead? It's not on my forehead. It's on other people's foreheads. Oh, okay. It looks like someone got mad and put a cigarette out on someone's forehead. Yeah. Well, you know, no. It's just if you see somebody with a smudge on their forehead, wet your handkerchief and just say, oh, you got a smudge on your forehead, and Big Fatty, you're just getting people in trouble. It's true. Because y'all, it is Ash Wednesday. Big Fatty, pull out the special chair. No, Ash. Oh, well, that's very different. It's true. let's see. Let's just take it back. After I spoke to you yesterday, I watched a few things on the TV machine. Watched the Jeopardy, and I don't know what else I watched, but I watched something else. But needless to say, by the time the 9 o'clock rolled around, y'all, Big Fatty was ready for bed. Y'all, by the way, we got about 2.25 inches of rain. Oh, Big Fatty, and y'all, by the way, I wasn't able to find the local commercial featuring the weather wrap, but I'm gonna be on the lookout for it. Yes, Big Fatty, once I see it, I'll post it. I'll post it to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all headed to bed at a reasonable hour. Now, y'all, because it was still very humid, I did not open the windows. Whitman Tika could not get in, even if he wanted to. Big Fatty, he didn't want to. Big Fatty. So, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I didn't wake up. I didn't wake up until about 7:15, 7:20 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't believe it. And of course, as is always the case, Miss Gail King waits for no one. So y'all, I got up and I had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, caught up. I can fast forward through the advertisements. By the time it got to be 9 a.m. in the morning, y'all, it all was caught up. I was off. Oh, but before that, y'all, it turned cool and the wind was blowing, so I didn't have on my shorty shorts. Had on my regular jogging pants. Big Fatty, nothing has jogged in there. Was off for my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. I went to the big circle, and y'all, then I went to the senior size class. Y'all, it was lovely. There were about 25 people in there, 3 men, and the rest were ladies, evidently this group has been getting together for quite a while, because they all seem to know each other, and it was an experience. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. By the time that hour was over, and y'all, by far, I was the youngest person in the room. Ready? But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. They do some serious for seniors. That's some serious exercise, working all the different muscle groups. Big Fatty. They work your arms and your hands, and then you do your legs and your feet and your neck and your head, and y'all, then they get you on the floor and you have to do all kinds of things with your legs. put throwing your legs in the air. Big Fatty, I'm sure you handled it perfectly. Well, y'all, by the time it was over, they had the new folks who had joined come up and introduce themselves, and so I went up there and I said, I'm just going to tell you, y'all really wore me out today, and oh, you did lovely, just lovely. And, but y'all, it was very nice. It was very nice. And so when that was over, I finished my morning nipple walk, came back to the villa, and y'all, I know what else, on Monday night, y'all, those barbecue ribs I was gonna have for the superb owl, or the super bowl, Big Fatty, that's probably more true, for the super bowl party. Y'all, I cooked them in the oven. I used some of the barbecue seasoning rub that I got at Meat Fest, Meatapalooza. Up there in the Burries this past May, and y'all cooked them in the oven, didn't even fire up the grill, put a little barbecue sauce on it at the end, and y'all, but it, by the time they were ready, it was too late to eat, so I just cut them up and put them in a dish and put them in the refrigerator, and then so I had some of those when I came back from the senior size and the nipple walk. And then I caught up on the on that Stephen Colbert and the After Midnight. Yo, I really like it. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Pinch and a punch for the first of the month. Oh, Big Fatty, it's Scotty or Aussie Butler. Can you believe it's February already? Well, it is in Australia. Oh, must be coming up to VD Day. And Ismail has already informed me that he's not romantic, and Indonesians are very against VD Day because, you know, it's Catholic or something. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, was he in the sure, or was he frying bacon? I don't know, but there was, it could have been locusts. It could have been a swarm of locusts, but anyway, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and rabbit, back to you, and yes, it is VD, and I'm sorry that... Ishmael is not romantic, and do something nice for yourself. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, or perhaps there'll be some inappropriate touching nonetheless. And y'all, there was something Scotty posted on the Twix there was a proposal or something, but y'all, it was with candy rings, so I don't know if it was true or if he was just pulling our leg. Big Fatty, well, maybe Scotty will get lucky and it'll be the middle leg. Oh, never mind.
Big Fatty, Scotty Aussie Butler here, and I'm calling from Melbourne Airport. 2 hours here waiting. Ismail and I have just been to Tasmania, where I proposed, and Ismail proposed to me, which is kind of a bit late, seeing as we've already sent off our paperwork for a civil union. But anyway, good photo op. Listen, the superb owl is playing right now, and I'm ringing in case I won. Was I the winner? I hope I was the winner. it's about time, I need to win. Most importantly, hopefully, Adam Burns did not win. Anyway, love your show, love your work, and VD Day is coming up, so Ismail's already said to me, what's that? So I don't think I'll be counting on any romantic gestures or presents on that day. Okay, this is Scotty, bye.
Now, y'all, I don't pre-listen to these calls, so I guess Scotty answered the question. Scotty, congratulations on your impending nuptials. Big Fatty, you've made it sound vulgar, but that's great. And no, you didn't win because you didn't get your entry in prior to the deadline. Poor little Aussie Battler.
Good morning, Big Fatty. This is Harley in Denver on my Thursday morning nipple walk. Just wanted to send you some Denver greetings. I'm not sure if I missed the sunset or if it's covered in clouds or if it's still coming. But it's a beautiful morning here. It's about 40 degrees. The geese are all over City Park Lake, and it just couldn't be more lovely. So hope you're having a great day. And hopefully talk to you soon. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Harley from the enormous little show. And Harley, thank you so much for the call. And if you're around those Canada geese, watch your step, because you know all they are international pooping machines. Big Fatty, I thought that was you. Well, maybe I'm a Canada goose. Big Fatty?
Oh my God, it's February 13th, Fat Tuesday. Which has to be your favorite day of the year since you're so fat. I wanted to call and say hello and wish you a happy day of fatness or whatever. Talk to you later. Bye.
Big Fatty, the caller did not identify herself. No, she didn't. You know, Fat Tuesday here at the Villa, really, we just refer to it as Tubby Tuesday. Big Fatty. Oh! Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, was Mr. Cackle. We all know Mr. Cackle. And, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And hopefully we'll hear from you again soon. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, don't forget, So-So Question Month is underway. And so y'all call in your So-So questions or send them by e-letter or don't, you know. And y'all, it's all for a mediocre so-so prize. So y'all, it really isn't even worth your time to do it. But you know, if you're so-so inclined, do. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stink Pot and Stink Pot. I know you and the chickens will celebrate. And what are you gonna tell your friends that you're doing today?
Oh my God, grab Big Fatty on Valentine's Day. We gotta go.
Oh yes, we gotta go. Where are you grabbing me? Oh, no, that's not. That's a rosebud.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.